Hello, busy professionals, and welcome to the You Deserve a Luxury Vacation podcast. I am so happy because I have a travel vendor here, Sarah, who's going to tell you all about Portugal. Portugal is growing in popularity as a vacation spot in Europe. So before we start it, let's begin.
Welcome to the You Deserve a Luxury Vacation podcast, where we help busy professionals with valuable tips and inspiration to plan their next luxury vacation. Your host is Belvin Baldwin II, an award-winning travel advisor and owner of Showtime Travel. He will educate and entertain you on this journey by speaking with some of the top luxury travel suppliers. So let's get started, because you deserve a luxury vacation.
Hello, Sarah, and welcome to the You Deserve a Luxury Vacation podcast. How are you doing?
Thank you, Belvin. I'm doing great. Hope that you're doing great, too. And thank you for inviting me.
Yes, it's great to have a guest actually in Portugal right now. So I just want to, you know, Portugal is growing in popularity. Tell us a little bit about you and the services that you provide.
Sure. So we're DMC, a destination management company based in Lisbon in Portugal, and we can help you with designing and customizing any trips that you may need for a beautiful country.
Great, great. So it sounds like you design some of the top vacations. I know that's why we're partnering with you there, and you make sure that everything is kind of personalized to their to the client's needs. Can you kind of give me some examples of unforgettable experiences that clients who visit Portugal have experienced with your company?
Sure. So I can give you a few examples. We can give you access to some of the most iconic monuments in Portugal before or after opening hours. So you'll have the monument just for yourselves. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have organized a wedding proposal in one of these monuments, which was really cool. Yeah. Cooking classes with local people. So you'll have access to immersive cultural experiences, pottery workshops, sunset cruises. And this is just to get you start with.
So you have a little bit of everything. So it seems like Portugal has the city, the beach, the culture, all of that in one spot there. So when it comes to, let's just say you have that one client who is over the top, you know, we get them from time to time. Can you give us an example of kind of one of those experiences?
Oh, sure. I can tell you that, for example, we managed the trip of Harrison Ford when he came to Portugal.
Whoa.
And, okay. Yeah. And we organized a sunset picnic for him in one of the lighthouses just outside of Lisbon, just in private at sunset, which was really beautiful.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to Portugal, especially when it comes to the vacation, if I'm not mistaken, didn't it win the Destination Leader of the World award there? I think it was in 2019 or 2020.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
2019.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's growing and growing. What are some of my clients are usually looking for personal service, especially when it's not, they don't really like the cookie cutter. Give me some examples of some personal services that you provide.
Sure. Well, first of all, we always work with you, the travel agents, to understand your clients' likes and dislikes, their expectations when traveling to Portugal, to design their experiences. Mm-hmm. And we're always looking for the most unique and authentic activities to suggest to your guests.
Right.
So we'll always design the itinerary with you to be the most unique and exclusive for that guest. And we can do different activities. Well, Portugal, I usually say that small things come in small packages, which is the case for Portugal, because it's a very small country. You can cross it north to south by car in about 9 hours, east to west in 4 hours. That's how small it is. Plus the islands, of course. But there's so much different, so many different things to do and to see that can be adapted to different types of travelers that it's easy to create a unique program. We can, for example, if your clients are interested in wine, take them to the most exclusive winery in the Douro Valley to meet the winemaker and have lunch in the winery, okay, and then return to their hotel by private boat, for example. You can do a visit of Lisbon with a specialist in glazed tiles and then paint your own tiles. Mm-hmm. And this, for example, is also a cool experience to do with kids if you have families, because okay, kids, of course, they can paint their tiles too. And then you can bring them home as a memory from your trip to Portugal.
Okay, great, great. And that's exciting because you were hearing about Portugal, especially, it seems like, especially from the east coast of America, uh-huh, it's not a far flight at all, so, but what are some of the top cities? Yeah, we know of pretty much of Lisbon, Porto. So name some of the cities and what are they known for?
Sure. So just outside of Lisbon, about 40 minutes north of Lisbon, you have the city of Sintra, which is known for the beautiful palaces. It was a summer residence for the Portuguese royals. So you have a lot of royal and noble palaces to visit there. One of them you can visit in exclusive, as I was telling you. Then if you start going up the coastline, you have Óbidos, which is a beautiful medieval town built within the walls. You have two UNESCO monasteries. You have Coimbra, where we have one of the oldest universities in Europe that has the most amazingly beautiful library that you should visit. Then before arriving in Porto, there's a city called Aveiro. I'm sorry, but the Portuguese names are hard to pronounce.
That's fine. That's fine. Your Portuguese is better than my English. So,
so Aveiro is known for its canals. Many people even say, or compare it to Venice. It's not the same. Of course, it's a lot smaller. Right. But not only you have that, but you have one of the most, one of the best porcelain factories in Portugal that you can visit, and you can see the ladies hand painting the porcelain. Then north of Porto, you have Braga and Guimarães, which are also World Heritage Sites by UNESCO. You have the beautiful Douro Valley. And if you go down south, the south is a little bit more scarcely populated, so there aren't a lot of big cities there, but you have Évora, for example, which is also World Heritage by UNESCO, where you have prehistoric megaliths, you have Roman temples, 16th century churches. So there's a big period in our history that you can cover. Then, of course, we have the beautiful Algarve that many people connect to the beaches, which is correct because it's where we have the best beaches, the nicest weather. Mm. But there's a lot of interesting experiences that you can do there. Did you know that this is the only place in the world where you can slide between two countries?
No, I don't know. Yeah. Now, that's an experience that I like to hear.
Yeah, so you start in Spain, and then you slide across a river that does the border between Spain and Portugal, and you end in Portugal.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool, yeah.
Okay, good. Now, that's something different there. Yeah. Very different. Now, when it comes to, you named some of the major cities, and I didn't even think about the islands that are out there. So, you know, you have the city, the culture. But could you kind of talk about some hidden gems and possibly some islands as well?
Sure. So in terms of islands, we have two archipelagos, two sets of islands. One is Madeira, that is off the coastline of Morocco and has a more subtropical climate, but is great for luxury travelers. You have these beautiful quintas. The quintas are noble properties surrounded usually by a winery or a beautiful garden. In Madeira, you have the garden, so you'll have the opportunities of staying in one of these beautiful quintas. And nature there is just amazing. Actually, the forest in Madeira is also World Heritage by UNESCO. Okay. And then the other set of islands is the Azores. This is a group of 9 islands right in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, let's say more or less between Lisbon and New York. And this is the most amazing destination for nature lovers. Services there are quite simple and rustic. So you
minimal. Okay, all right. Yeah, so people like that barefoot luxury, though, just the minimal to get away.
Yeah, And you have, you can do whale watching there, all sorts of nature related sports, is unspoiled nature. You can do some aisle hopping. So it's a really interesting destination as well.
Okay, great, great, great. Well, Sarah, what I'm going to do right now, we're going to take a quick break because I want to share this video that we discussed regarding Portugal to give our viewers kind of a visual. We talked about it, but now we're going to give everybody a quick visual to just show them what they can experience and what they can see when it comes to Portugal. I think it's sometimes it's better to see it instead of talking about it sometimes. So let's see here. Here we go. Let's do this.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
Nur du kannst die Dunkelheit erstrahlen.
Solo tú puedes emocionarme, traerme ese color.
Emplir mon cœur d'amour que pour toi.
Only you puedes lograr ese cambio en mí.
C'est bien vrai. Tu es ma destinée.
Dame tu la main. Tu es pour mes unico destino.
És o meu sonho real, o meu único tu.
Seulement toi.
Can make all this change in me.
Es que es verdad.
Tu bist mein.
My one and only you.
Visit our sea, our sun, our heritage and our culture. Only you can continue to make us the best destination in the world. Visit Portugal.
There we are. So I excuse me for breaking in too quick on that one, but sometimes it happens in a show. So let me get this. So I think that shows a little bit about especially visuals when it comes to Portugal. Tell me a little bit what did we see in that video? I think we saw some whale watching.
Well, we saw a little bit of everything.
Yes.
So you saw some of the cities like Lisbon and Porto. You saw some of our coastline. Portugal is becoming more and more famous due to the records that have been broken in the biggest world, the biggest wave surfed in the world, 100 wow. feet okay. waves. Yeah.
Well, that's why I saw those surfers there. It's great for surfing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
it. Got it.
Yeah. You saw some of the islands, those beautiful green, lush vegetation images that you saw are okay. from the Portuguese islands. Yeah. So all you right. saw a little bit of everything.
Okay. Well, great, great. I mean, that's what I liked about it because it showed the diverse landscape, but also the diverse people. And that, uh-huh. that is something I really enjoy too, the diversity of all the different type of people there. So let's give it an example now. We have Americans, they usually have what we call PTO, that's paid time off. So they're not like some of the other Europeans that kind of get a month-long vacation. So we're going to do a seven-day vacation, okay? 7 days. Can you give me kind of some ideas of a seven-day itinerary that they possibly can experience there?
Sure. So I would suggest in 7 days splitting the country and do either Lisbon, and I'm saying Lisbon as a starting point because most of the international flights, they fly into Lisbon. So I would suggest doing Lisbon in the north or Lisbon in the south. And I know I just said that the country is really small, but there's a lot of different things to see and to do along the way. That's why we don't suggest packing everything, because then you're going to...
You're going to be rushed. Yeah.
Yeah. Places and you're not going to enjoy it. So if you're more into wines, gastronomy, history, then I would do Lisbon in the south. Mm-hmm. If you're more into nature and you want to spend some time at the beach, then I would do Lisbon and the south. So okay. In 7 days, if you're doing Lisbon in the north, you can easily do Lisbon, all those coastal towns that I was mentioning you, all the way up to Porto, do the Douro Valley. The Douro Valley is only a 2-hour drive from Porto, so you can easily do it as a day trip if you don't have a lot of time, okay. Or you can just spend a night or two there and then return to Lisbon. If you have enough time, you can explore the countryside, the inland part of the country that borders with Spain, which mm-hmm. is one of the least known areas of Portugal, and there you have historical villages that have beautiful castles on the hills, or these so-called slate villages. There are villages built with slate where you have the most beautiful and not crowded at all river beaches.
Okay.
So, and gastronomy and wines. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Valvin.
No, you have, okay.
Gastronomy and wines all across the country are just, I know I'm biased, but it's just amazing.
Well, you have to be. I will hope you be. So tell me, when it comes to food, give me an ideal dish that's unique to Portugal.
Well, so we are known as cod eaters, although we don't fish cod in our waters.
No, so where do you get the cod from?
So, yeah, let me explain you.
Okay.
So people who lived back in the day mm-hmm. in the inland areas of the country, they didn't have access to ocean fish.
All right.
So cod was fished in cool waters. So Canada, Norway, and the Portuguese used to salt it and sun dry it. And this way you could easily take it to inland. So it was mm-hmm. a fish that was consumed by everybody, was available for everybody, an ocean okay. fish. And we have... Well, some people say 365 different recipes. Some people say there's more than 1,000 different recipes. The truth is that we have a lot of cod fish recipes.
Okay. Great, great. Now, it seems that fish is a part of a lot of your mm-hmm. you know, your recipes. Any other type of fish that you all deal with?
Yes. So, fish is mostly consumed along the coastline. Then inland okay. is a little bit more meat. Mm-hmm. In terms of fish, there's one particular fish, which is the sardines, that play a very important role during. Wow. Yeah. So they say that you should only eat sardines opposed to oysters in the months with no R. So May, June, July, and August.
Okay.
June and July are also the months for the popular festivities in Portugal. So it's okay. the big festivities in Lisbon and Porto. And when you're outside, you can just smell the sardines being grilled outside, and you can eat them over a slice of bread with a nice glass of red wine, which is really nice.
Okay, great, great. That's up there. So inland, what type of, you know, we talked about fish. What type of dishes can we find inland?
So in northern Portugal, we have beef, and we mm-hmm. have a local breed of cows there that have this very tender, delicious beef. Then if you go to the mountains just south of the Douro Valley, we have kid.
Okay.
And usually you bake it in the wood ovens, and that gives a really nice taste to the meat.
All right.
And then if you go south to the Alentejo region, which is the region between Lisbon and the Algarve, we have these so-called black pigs.
Okay.
They're actually black. They are only fed with acorn, and the meat is quite tender and delicious as well.
Okay, great, great. That's all good to know. Now, when it comes to people visiting, you know, the seasons, how is the weather? Is there a particular time to visit Portugal, or is it year round? Mm-hmm. Could you give us a little idea of the seasonality?
Of course. So along the coastline, the weather is always quite mild.
Okay.
And the same applies to the islands, especially Madeira, which, as I told you, has a subtropical climate. Mm-hmm. Well, in the Azores, you can get the four seasons in one day, no matter if it is summer or winter. So.
Okay.
The only part that we wouldn't suggest during the winter, and that would be from late November till early April, is the inland part of the country, where we have a more continental climate, meaning that the summers are really hot and the winters are really cold.
Okay. So you're saying north of Lisbon?
All the area that borders Spain.
Okay.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Got it. But if I wanted to visit, let's just say February, could I still enjoy the beach in the summer?
No.
Okay.
No.
Got it.
Right. So to go to the beach, I would suggest you come between late May and late October.
All right. Got it.
Other than that, the weather is nice. We don't have a lot of rain, and Portugal is one of the countries in Europe with more sun hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you would still have nice weather. It may rain occasionally, of course, but it's not usually heavy showers.
Okay.
So you can easily appreciate. I would suggest, if you come in the winter months, doing more city visits.
All right. Got it. Any snow?
Yes, in the mountains. Not enough to ski, though.
Okay. Got it. So you have a little bit of everything. I like that. So it all depends on what time you want to visit, but you can experience everything. So it seems like you can almost get all four seasons there.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Now, we're coming close to the end, but I just want to give an idea of our partnership. Can you kind of, you know, I know you explained it a little bit, but what's the importance of working with a travel advisor?
Oh, that's really important, because first of all, between you and the client, you know the client, mm-hmm. and you can always suggest the best experiences, the best times, because you already know us, so we have this contact. And you will be a single point of contact for your guests, which is really helpful, especially when you have problems. I'm sorry to say this, but it's really helpful.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about having a number of different contacts you have to call to solve your problems. You'll be dealing with your travel agent, who will gladly take care of everything for you. And then on our side, our connection with the travel agents is also really nice, because not only we can pass you along some of this knowledge, but also we work together again as a direct contact point. So we learn about your clients through you. And of course, you have a more direct contact with your clients, so you know them a lot better than we do. And this allows us to suggest the best experiences possible for your guests.
And that's great. And I think a lot of people out there have to understand we're a partner in this program. So mm-hmm. Sarah has a team that, you know, this partner with Showtime Travel. So when my clients go down there, they're already taken care of. Sarah has everything, and it's a point of contact there. We never hope anything happens, but you don't have to worry about calling back here or anything else. We have the contacts right there in Portugal. So if you're going from city to city or anything, you have a point of contact. And not only that, I always say you're traveling alone, but you're not alone, because we always have local representation there representing Showtime Travel. And Sarah's my local representation in Portugal. So you're going to be taken care of. With that being said, we're going to give away a freebie. So Sarah and I worked together on some unique experiences. So I'm going to give that link in the comment section below. So you click on that link and you're going to get some unique experiences regarding Portugal that you may not know about. And that will help us in designing that vacation of Portugal for you, because it is growing and so in popularity. I just actually went to a travel expo And it's a Black travel expat that's actually just staying in Portugal right now. So it's a lot of American expats that are living in Portugal there. Is it compared to the US dollar? How's the cost of living? That's what, because I see so many people traveling there.
So despite the dollar being lower than the euro right now, the cost of living in Portugal when compared to the US is really affordable. You can easily live in Portugal, of course, not in the big cities, but you can easily live in Portugal with less than 2,000 euros a month.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. So with that being said, we're going to give you a link, that you can click on and get all the unique experiences. We're going to provide that link in the comments. So be looking out for that. Sarah, is there, I'll talk a lot and everything. I just want to, before we close out, were there any other experiences or something that I may have forgot to ask that you want to provide to our listeners?
Well, there's so many experiences. I'm just thinking that, for example, I was working with a travel agent on a trip, and according to the profile that she gave me of her clients, I suggested a private hot air balloon flight and the pottery workshop in the Alentejo, which are two unique experiences and really nice. And then we had a call with a guest, and he says, "You're never going to believe this. I proposed to my wife on a hot air balloon."
Wow.
She used to do pottery when she was little, and she's been talking over and over about going back to it. So this is just perfect. Yeah. And this is the beautiful thing of us being connected to you, Belvin, because you have this knowledge of your clients and you can pass along this information, which will allow us to create these really unique experiences.
Well, I'm so excited because I get the request for Portugal. And, you know, people are looking for the new place in Europe. And I've always told them about the growing popularity of Portugal. And I know it has to be great because not only people visiting there, they're living there. So I just want to make sure that people know about Portugal and know that we are that we have a team together that can provide a personal, customized experience for them. So I want to thank you, Sarah, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to actually talk to us from Portugal. What city are you in, or what area?
I'm in Lisbon.
You're Lisbon. So yes. Wow. So, you know, speaking to us here in the U.S., I am so so glad you took out the time, and we look forward to working with all the busy professionals out there. Just make sure that you contact us. You can visit Showtime Travel. You can visit ShowtimeTravel.com and just click on the design my luxury travel experience. Just click on that, and you should be A-okay. Just let us know what you're looking for when it comes to Portugal. With that being said, I want to thank you again. And remember, everybody, you deserve a luxury vacation. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the You Deserve a Luxury Vacation podcast. Please visit ShowtimeTravel.com to plan your next luxury vacation. Also, subscribe to the Showtime Travel channel on YouTube and Instagram for more luxury vacation inspiration.